Two legislative bills that combined would give Alaskans some relief from high energy costs got jump starts today. A Senate bill would help meet short-term needs. A House bill would take a long-term approach. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Legislators recognize and often use as an excuse the short-term versus long-term approach to resolving many problems. There's a place for each of them. Fairbanks Senator Joe Thomas has a bill that would give an energy grant to everyone who gets a permanent fund dividend. That's a short-term approach. And North Pole Representative Tammy Wilson has a bill that would provide low-cost loans for people who want to convert to a more economical heating source. That's for the long-term benefit. Each passed from one side of the building to the other, setting up both quick and long-term solutions for the public. Democrat Thomas, in explaining his grant program on the Senate floor, said his plan is a way to alleviate the public's concern and frustration with the problems facing them.
We've talked about pipelines, we've talked about dams. Everything seems to be somewhere in the future. We know that federal regulations are slowing the pace of permitting projects, to the continual slippage of timelines for delivering natural gas to the interior, bureaucratic hurdles arising in front of good and necessary projects. And the general public is growing weary of those excuses that they read in the paper why things are being delayed.
His bill would give every Alaskan a voucher to exchange for 250 gallons of home heating oil or its equivalent in electricity or gas. It can be used by renters who don't directly pay fuel bills, or it could be cashed in by those who live off the grid. The only opposition to either bill came from North Pole Republican John Coghill on the Senate floor. Coghill said the voucher program would lead to an expectation of government support.
What we do is we create an economy that depends upon something that it cannot actually produce its way into. So I know it's painful to stand up here and say, you know, this is not the best solution in my view, because I know there's people in my home area that are just hurting. But I don't know that this is a solution for that hurting.
Republican Wilson's conversion bill would allow 10-year 1% loans of up to $7,500 to cover the cost of changing from oil to a less expensive alternative for home heating. It's a program offered statewide, but it was originally presented to address the costs of fuel and the air pollution problems in the interior. Fairbanks Democrat Bob Miller said the bill will help solve both those problems.
It will allow a low-interest loan to be made to those folks who desperately want to change their types of heating, et cetera. And it will also provide for a payback, so the state will not necessarily be out this money. It will be paid back. That's a good thing. It'll also help to get us into cleaner types of furnaces, et cetera, so it's going to help to clean up our air pollution. I strongly ask for your support on this. This is an entirely good bill.
Wilson's bill now goes to the Senate. Thomas's bill will next be up for consideration in the House. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.